Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers that are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our politics, and in the world around us. This is Heather Rowan Robbins. I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I am normally joined by Anne Ortley and Mark Woltz from New York City. And they may join us yet later on tonight. Tonight, we are getting ready for the upcoming Mercury retrograde. This Friday, we have an interesting astrological shift as the Venus turns direct as Mercury retrogrades. And right now we can feel that swirling happen, the communication a little strange, the emotions a little strange. And expect, you know, Venus has retrograded back almost to a square to Pluto. We can feel that kind of haunting quality. And the feelings of worry and loss that we see happening in California, that's feeding the emotional processing that the country is doing over the loss of people, landscape, ecosystem, and animals. Venus is also trine Mars, and that brings the community support together. It can help us have a good conversation. It can help us talk comfortably with one another about our feelings, maybe a little less emotionally sensitive, except on the big scale, not dense, just not as aware of the people closest to us, a little less emotionally intimate, though sometimes quite romantic, with Mars in Aquarius about to go into Pisces and Venus in Libra. Venus is about to turn direct, holding station. So over the weekend, we find out a lot of experience of what people have been really feeling or thinking for the last few weeks. Now, as Mercury turns retrograde until December 7th, we need to, you know, if we have any planning that we want to do for the holiday, today and tomorrow are a good time to kind of get some sense of organization going, maybe put in a few orders before Mercury turns retrograde, and then pick up our plans again and on December 7th for the work ahead. We have the moon in Aquarius tonight, bringing up that sense of connection. Now, it's interesting with the Mercury retrograde as we start the recount and the re-election. December 4th is going to be the second election for the runoff for Georgia, and between now and then, the recounts that Mercury retrograde is actually good for that. It's good for reconnecting with the past. It's good for coming to understand something has been at odds for a while. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. And the ongoing Saturn is in Capricorn, slowly inching its way to conjunct Pluto over the next year and a bit. It's that conjunction is exact early in 2020. And we see that playing out in a real challenge to political structures and organization. And looking at how the chain of command works, how the line of control works. Often Saturn can be seen as the Republican Party and Jupiter seen as the Democratic Party. It's changed over the years. Saturn seems to be in the conservative sense of pulling in the energy. Jupiter is in expressing it out. And we like to see a balance between that Jupiterian expansion and the Saturn contraction for a healthy government. It's kind of a tension between those two sides to not bend and enable and not pinch pennies and destroy the structure on the sake of conserving, but a balance between the Saturn and the Jupiter anywhere in our lives, certainly in our politics. But I've noticed that when Pluto conjuncts, when Jupiter and Saturn are at right angles or opposite, when we see the big standoffs in the government, when the budget won't get passed, when problems like this going on, when Jupiter relates to Pluto, the Democrats seem to be having an unusually hard time. And Saturn conjunct Pluto we'll see that again probably that the GOP, the Conservative Party, has to do some major structural reorganizing. So it's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds over the next few years. Mercury is in Sagittarius. It's a wonderfully kind of upbeat, full energy at the moment. Our minds are all over the place and buzzing, but Mercury is slowing down. So we may tend to spin our wheels. When Venus retrogrades back into Scorpio, Venus is going to turn direct, and then it's moving forward, and by the end of the month heads into back into Scorpio and brings up the questions that's going to be there all during December, leaving us in that, while other upbeat things happen, especially mid-December, looks like it's really rocking in a positive way. The emotional depths, you know, of concern, of thoughtfulness, but also of strong women making their point as Venus continues in Scorpio, bringing our thoughts about what's been going on for the last few years, what's been going on in our lives, and how can we bring this forward in a dynamic and strong way. Christmas, New Year's Eve, Mars goes into Aries, and we'll see which can be very feisty on that night, but speaks to me of a dynamic new year where we try to get a lot started. Now the question will be, how do we not just get something exciting started, but follow through and get support behind it and make it happen? And I see several people on the line tonight, so I'm going to go straight to callers. If you have called in and want me to call on you, raise your hand by hitting 1. If you would like to call in, the number is 347-215-8881. And hello, 419, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, Heather, it's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you doing?
Hanging in there.
Okay. Let's make this a quick call because we've got a lot of people on the line tonight. How can I help you? What's your question?
All right. 629-59.
I've got your information. 629, 1959, 11:10 p.m. in Queens.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So how are you doing and what is your question?
I'm recovering slowly but surely.
For everybody who's out there, you had, was it heart surgery?
I had a brain aneurysm. I had brain surgery, and they thought I had one aneurysm, and when he went up, he found 4
Hello?
Aneurysms. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He found your 4 aneurysms.
Mm-hmm. He had 4 aneurysms, and he took care of them.
Yes, but I have to go back in April for him to go back up and look around.
Excellent.
You know, they watch you closely all year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what I want to know, I mean, I know this is part of a transit that I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
And is this like almost over?
Mars got in, moved into your first house just yesterday. Mars was in your 12th house for the surgery for the last couple of months and has moved into your first house, which should give you a bit more energy, though when Mars goes into Pisces, you may just feel more rested and restful. Now, you have 5 planets in a row in Leo in your house of health. Like I said, we need to give you as much support for being healthy and give yourself attention for being healthy in this process. You have still Mercury conjunct Uranus by progression, and that seeing the change in your neurological system as they get this under control. So it looks really good to me. Your progressed sun is past Pluto, so the real fear of life and death has shifted, and now we're working on repair, healing. You know, there's still the sense of the unexpected around you, but that looming sun-Pluto conjunction by progression has shifted. So that it looks good to me.
Slow and easy
this year. Grow your strength and give yourself a lot of positive reinforcement for any step towards health.
Okay, in April, I go back in the hospital. And he goes back up to take pictures. Am I good in April? I mean, I'm nervous about that.
Right. It looks to me like you're well past the worst.
Okay.
Okay. And okay. I'm going to just check one thing.
Okay.
It's interesting that the Mercury-Uranus conjunction is clear by May. So, Mercury is on the other side of Uranus by May. So that April, that you won't really relax until after April.
Yes.
But it feels like the worst of the danger is past.
Okay, so you're not getting the feeling he's going to go up and find more aneurysms.
I don't think so.
Because that, if you're saying the danger is past.
Well, if he does,
he'd be saying that.
He'll take care of the danger. Like, they would be much smaller than the ones he dealt with, and he'd be able to deal with them.
But it would mean I'm
what it looks like is
again.
The danger is past. Okay, that doesn't mean the cleanup work isn't, you know, you just have to go through it. But what I see is that you made it. You made it through a dangerous time, and now you've got the cleanup work. Okay?
I saw him yesterday, Heather, and my hand to the God that saved me, my life. He said to me, I got there in the nick of time because they were ready to rupture.
Yep. And we told you not to delay that, didn't we?
Yes, and you gave me the dates, and the date was perfect.
Wonderful.
The dates were perfect. Everything
I'm
went
so glad
so
to
smooth.
Hear that.
Really
I am
smooth.
So glad to hear that. That's
so I'm
the good news and the bad
people to
time.
Call in if you have anything and get dates on, you know what I'm saying.
Find good times.
Yes, because some dates cannot be good to get things done. You know,
well, I'm
and
so
also,
glad it worked out, my dear. I'm going to go on to the next one. I'm so glad it worked out.
Can I just say one more thing, Heather?
Yep.
To anyone out there listening? Because I feel I was kept here for a reason.
Wonderful.
Get checked. Get checked, people. It's a simple MRA or a CAT scan. There's no signs of an aneurysm. I had no signs. I had no signs. Get checked. I wanted to put that out there.
Okay.
Because they're dangerous.
Yeah. And they are.
Very simple test.
Especially if you have some of those loaded planets in your sixth house. So very good. Good luck, my dear.
All right. Thanks, hon.
Enjoy life as much as you can. That looks like, to me, the best thing for your health right now.
and I'm over the bad part.
Yep.
Okay.
Take care.
I could breathe a little
bit.
Bye-bye. All right. Thanks, Heather.
Sure.
Okay.
Hello, area code 401. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, Heather. It's Diane. My birthday is November 1st, 1960.
Yes, and happy recent birthday. What time?
Thank you. 6:43 a.m. in Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
Thought that was the Rhode Island area code.
Yes, I'm in Florida, but I will never leave my, I'm keeping my phone.
I live in Montana with a New York Vonage line and a Minnesota cell phone, so I understand. So we've got, and what's your question, my dear?
I am still struggling with job. Actually, even I'm working, you know, they start and stop with Uranus in my sixth and my 10th house. I need to figure out how to find some success. Even I'm in a job today, and I don't always fit well, you know. I don't realize the strength of my personality, and I don't always find a good fit. So is it going to get better soon? Right now I'm working, I work in offices, support staff. I'm working supporting clinicians getting authorizations for cancer treatment.
Well, very good.
But it's a lot
you
of
have
women.
Pluto, your progressed Saturn. Pluto is sitting right on your progressed Saturn and will kind of go back and forth this year. So it's really pushing you to use yourself and make the most of your work. The good news is Pluto is no longer opposed your Mars. So there's a chance for you to really build some future here. Your chart is a natural, you are a natural investigator. And I know with that moon in Aries, you don't like to do things, you don't like to be told what to do, and you like things intense. So the job is not a bad job. I'd rather see you as a private eye or doing, you know, somehow doing some form of research or investigation and finding out what's going on behind the scenes with a fair amount of independence to do so. So, but it looks like the worst of your, you know, the frustration that you were going through where nothing was working out your way is shifting and giving you a little bit more room to breathe. I don't see this job as being, you know, they will like you. The question is, will you like them?
Well, because the girl that, you know, I guess she's a little sensitive, like the manager said, you know, like we had a little personality conflict, and I don't always see that, you know, like I try to do it nicely when you're pushed back, but my personality is stronger than I realize, and you know, that's what you said, you have a strong personality, and she's kind of meek and mild, and I don't mean to do that, but I get myself in trouble without even trying.
And I think you will until you get a job that's really worthy of you, that wants your big personality. So, you know, that's what, like the front desk of something or where you are, you know, supposed to have a personality, not that you're supposed to be nice and quiet, because you're just not a nice and quiet person. But with that, you know, like you can deal with anybody that you meet, what you can't deal with is kind of being bored. That doesn't work well for you. What I would like you to do is you notice that your irritation shows. So when you are irritated with people, even when you try to be polite, assume they're going to feel it. So, you know, one of the places you can do is instead of being irritated with them, kind of just imagining, you know, just kind of give them a little bit more room and say, how can I help you? And ask more questions rather than you can speak defensively. See, you should be running a department, but until you are, you know, that's like, it's when you're at the beginning of jobs that your personality doesn't quite fit because you're better, you know, you need a bigger a stage for that. But even if she's, you know, you can ask her, how can I help you feel, you know, I realize I stepped on your toes and I didn't mean to. What would make you feel more comfortable working with me? And just ask them.
Right. Okay.
Because I
That's
think you tend to kind of go into defense, and really it's, you know, their chance to project all of their, you've got Neptune on the ascendant. When people are born with Neptune near the ascendant, they can be, you know, if you want to put out that what you're like, you know, I'm competent, people will believe you. If you're feeling insecure, people will believe you. But if you're not stating who you are, they will tend to project onto you their assumptions. And
right.
if they had a difficult relative that was a little abrasive, they're going to project that difficult relative all over you. So it's if you can say, you know, talk to them when you feel like they're like, you just say, you know, tell me more about what you need to work with. Like, how can I work with you in a way that works better for you? And then listen to them.
Right.
It doesn't mean you have to do it, but now you know. Now you have more
right.
tools to work with, okay?
Oh, that sounds like a thank you so much, because I'm usually, I can't stay awake normally
mm-hmm.
just for you guys at this time of night,
mm-hmm.
but I'm driving home from having dinner in Naples, so it's really
I'm so glad it worked. And also consider doing things like if you could work for, you know, like 911 dispatch or with an EMT organization or at the fire department, they'd love you.
Wow.
Okay, look for, you know, front desk at the emergency room. They'd love you. People that are supposed to be nice and quiet with no emergencies around will, you know, you'll be too big for them.
Right.
Okay? Give that
Thank
a shot.
Thank you so much. Thanks so
sure.
much, Heather. I love you guys.
I love you too.
Ann's not with you. I know. You guys are great. And I miss Ma, too. So give my love
too.
To everybody. Thank you so much.
I certainly will. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hello, area code 818. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi. My birthday is October 6, 1983. And it's 1:03 p.m. in Los Angeles, California. Sorry, my cat.
P.m., right?
Yes.
Is that okay, Los Angeles. And what is your question, my dear?
I was curious if you could tell me a little bit about the money story of my chart. Just wondering, it's been a lean past few years, and I was curious if that's going to be changing. I know my progressed moon is supposed to go into my second house in December, but
mm-hmm.
just wondering what
mm-hmm.
you see.
Well, it's been a series of things saying you've had to work really hard for your work. You're another person, like the last caller, with Neptune on the ascendant. You have sun and moon. You were born at the new moon of Libra. Pluto has been going back and forth squaring your moon. So it looks like you've had to let
mm-hmm.
go of a lot.
Yes.
And
yeah.
let go. And but your progressed moon's about to go into Aquarius and help you with more of a group connection. In general, Saturn rules your ascendant and your second house of material resources and is up in your 10th house. Now, Pluto, Uranus is going to oppose that ruler. So are you in the process of changing jobs? Are you thinking of changing work?
No, but I'm about to get my license as a therapist, so that will
okay.
change my work situation.
Okay, that's changing jobs.
Yeah.
That's kind of
okay.
growing into the next level of your work.
Yes.
In
mm-hmm.
general, you are not interested in, like, trying to do something for money doesn't work for you. Trying to do something
right.
for the quality of the job, helping people transform. You've got Saturn and Pluto in the 10th house. So if your work isn't about transformation and dealing with really important things, then you wouldn't do very well. But Yeah. It does. You're working as a therapist. That's a perfect role for your job. There's some really good changes coming up. Uranus is going to come back, trine your Venus in the house of other people's money. Uranus will be continuing. It'll be opposing Saturn, breaking some of those old cycles in work and letting your work shine more directly. Are you working in a group or in a community
private.
Or in a private?
Private practice.
I think that works better for you because, yeah. You know, it's good for you to work. I'd like to see you networking with other practitioners and holistic healers, and
yes.
So that they get to know your work and you get to know theirs, so that you can refer out to others and they can refer to you. But you can get kind of lost or in some power struggles if you work in too communal a situation. It's important for you to build up your community network, but work for yourself.
Yes, I
now,
resonate
you're
with
also
that.
A natural.
Yeah.
You're also a natural educator. So
mm-hmm.
one of the, you know, if you're growing your private practice, if you teach workshops or teach coping skills or teach, you know, grief methods or, you know, educating the public is a way of
mm-hmm.
bringing in clients and growing your business.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
for the next 2.5 years.
Yeah, I think
in general, you're a good educator,
to put myself out there.
Mhm.
Well, good. Well, thank you, Heather. This is helpful.
Good
luck.
I
know the show's winding down, but I appreciate your help. And I'm a longtime listener, so it's nice to call in and get to talk with you.
I'm so glad that you did, and I want you to wish you very good luck on that. Continue to enjoy this process. It looks like your work grows steadily over the next 6 years, and that you have everything that you need to make it happen. You don't have to prove everything. You just have to get the wind in your sails and continue and let people know you. And again, I think you're a service-oriented person. So let them get to know you through your services. You know, there's some giveaway that allows them to see you and decide if they want to work with you. Okay?
Yeah.
Good luck.
That's helpful. Thank you so much. Take care.
Certainly.
Big hugs. Bye-bye.
Take care. Goodbye. Okay, we are coming into the end of our show. Mark, Ann Ortley, Mark Woltz, and I are all available for one-on-one consultations. We work through phone, Zoom, Skype, and other methods. The Zoom has been really cool because I can share charts with people on their computer. And you can find our emails on our Access Astrology page. Mine is rowanrobbins@aol.com. And this weekend, be careful of the misunderstandings or the wind changes on Friday. And, you know, when in doubt, hold still. Move with grace and steadiness into the next phase. And next week, we'll talk about the exciting stuff coming up for Thanksgiving. And take care. Have a good week. Goodbye.